Dads and Chuck Show.
Hey, Pat, nice to hear from you and everybody. Welcome to the Pat and Chet Show. We're going to lay out some introduction-type notes to you and some resources as well. Hey, Pat, how about kicking us off with a couple ideas as to who we are?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Super excited, Chet. For our listeners, you know, we've been working on this now for several months and went from kind of a, let's, you know, kick the can,
see what happens kind of a project. And ultimately, it really turned into something we're fully engaged in and committed to.
Any feedback we'll gladly take. So really excited for both of us, and hopefully our listeners will find something to be excited about as well. But I, you know, to give people a summary of what we're doing, I'd say we're a couple of patriotic Americans. We're both registered voters. People are going to learn that you're a veteran who's served this country. And, you know, I have worked in Washington, D.C. We're both pretty engaged, and we're trying to do our best to be educated, involved citizens. And frankly, we just kind of got tired of listening to the slanted news, whether it be left or right or, you know, whatever buttons they're trying to push to make their sponsors and their investors happy, creating all kinds of different noise about different issues. And it's pretty frustrating sometimes, I know, for you and I, and I think for most Americans. We're trying to find out what these lawmakers are doing and how we can collectively, not just you and I, but all registered voters, get more involved and engaged and try to make some changes.
As Pat and I gone through a lot of years together, neither of us are, you know, super duper left or right or any of that other stuff. But we've always found, like Pat was saying, is that getting strong information to make a decision all by your own self is really easy today. And there's no excuse for not pursuing that, to try to figure out who to vote for, or even to get along the way as bills go from the Congress to the Senate or Senate to the Congress. You can actually see what's going on online, and you can call your representative in Washington and say, hey, look, I don't like the way this is going. Here's where I stand. Because if we don't do it, the lobbyists will. Actually, the lobbyists own it right now. The only time we really have a bit of a vote, I guess, is when it comes to candidate and elections. Our mission is to engage all of our listeners and provide useful information in everyday language along with the resources to get more in tune with the big issues and to be able to find out more on their own and act on it, influence it, be American. About as quick as it takes to write an Amazon review, we think you can find out some pretty good information on what's going on and things that matter to you, like taxes, like Veterans Affairs. And I can go on, and even gun control, and who to vote for at some point. Those are the kind of things we're looking to make easy and get us all involved. We think there's little reason for voter apathy and lobbyists to run our country any longer, and together we believe that we can fix it over time. So we really look forward to being a service to you, because that's what we exist for, is to serve you.
No, well put. I think I'm use this term in some of our offline conversations, but for our listeners, we're trying to do the heavy lifting. Not, frankly, that it's that heavy, as Chet just said. You can go online and in 5 minutes get yourself pretty educated on a topic or an elected official or a candidate. But we're trying to do the legwork. You know, maybe if we spend an hour really drilling down into a website or finding out more information about something, then we can share that with you in 2 minutes, and you don't have to spend that hour doing all that work. So we are here, as Chet just said, to serve you and provide you with information and help you become a more engaged and involved and educated voter and citizen in this this crazy process. Let me give everybody, Chet, an overview of, you know, some of the housekeeping issues. Sure. We are super excited. This is the first that the world is hearing from us, so I'm sure tomorrow is going to be a whole new day for the entire universe now that we are plugged into it. But a more serious note, our first full podcast, this is just kind of an intro to tell people who we are, but our first one that we're going to release is going to be on Friday, September 3rd, and that's no coincidence because subsequently from there, we're going to release a new topic and a new podcast the first Friday of each month. So we will share with you on social media here in a little while, sort of schedule of what the different topics are, but for now, let it suffice that it will be on Friday, September 3rd. We want you to go to our website, learn more about who we are and what we're doing. That is patandchetshow.com. And we are also on social media. We are on Twitter. Again, same handle, @PatandChetShow. and you can email us at patandchetshow@gmail.com. So we really look forward to hearing from you. We'll give a quick disclaimer. Chet and I get pretty animated and pretty excited about some of the topics we discuss. So you might hear some colorful language that may or may not be appropriate for some of the youngsters in your house or your car or wherever you might be listening. So as you do go through our podcast, please keep that in mind. But otherwise, we are excited. We've got several lined up. Again, first will be coming out in September. And if we have a topic that we feel needs more than one podcast to address, we'll simply do first Friday, second Friday, third Friday, whatever it needs to finish off that topic. And then the first Friday of the next month, we'll change topics and move on with something else.
That's great, Pat. You know, I'm going to hit a couple of key resources. It's not all of our resources, just to give folks an idea of the kind of places that we go to fact check and get factual information. I'm going to kick off with votesmart.org. That's VOTESMART.org. VoteSmart's about a 40-year-old organization. You're going to hear a whole lot more about this later on in the podcast, but it's nonpartisan, completely nonpartisan. They don't take money from PACs. They've got lawmakers. That would be your congressmen, your senators. Those are your lawmakers. Those are the guys that make the laws we got to live by, okay? They have how to contact them, what their voting records are, what their bios are, who they take money from. All you got to do is know your zip code. So you put your zip code in, and off you go. But, again, you'll hear more about that. Specific bills and resolutions and things of that nature, we'd look at website govtrack.us. That's govtrack.us. And also another good one is very powerful, congress.gov. And at congress.gov, they got a dashboard. You can find out anything you want to find out with regard to what's being voted on now and how it has to go through these different process steps. And that's where you can learn and intervene yourself through those process steps to let your voice be heard. And that's a good, that's, you know, kind of a good way to go. Go ahead, Pat, you got something?
I do. And those are great resources that you mentioned. I'm going to follow up with just a couple others. You know, when we talk about keeping an eye on our elected officials and determining who we want to vote for, they do a lot of very important work that impacts our lives. But one of the most important and most impactful is the $7 trillion a year that they collect from us and then go spend on whatever it is they think they should be spending on.
That's right.
Sadly, they not only spend the $7 trillion they collect, they often go and spend even more than they've collected because, you know, keeping a balanced budget and being in control of our resources seems to be a lost art. But I digress. If you go to www.usaspending.gov, this website will really give you the ability to drill down and learn more about where this $7 trillion of your money is actually going. We recommend that you take a look at that. I would also recommend take a look at the GAO, which is gao.gov. They've been around for decades. They are, you know, officially the watchdogs of Congress, nonpartisan. They provide a lot of information. They've done a lot of research and a lot of good work over the years to bring certain things to light that may have stayed in the shadows without their efforts. So we recommend our listeners take a chance to go to the GAO.gov and take a look at that. Specifically for the, you know, the President of the United States, his agenda is presented on WhiteHouse.gov. That's a website that will tell you at least what the President thinks we should be doing, what he's going to be pushing with Congress, what he's going to be presenting as ideas and action items to, you know, move things forward in the direction that he and his team think is best. So whether or not you agree with that or disagree with it, that's why we're here, right? We want you to go there, learn what every elected official from the President right on down believes and wants and pushes and fights for. And if it's something you agree with, great. Let them know that. Support them and be a part of it. But if it's not, also take the time to let them know that, hey, you're spending my money on some stuff that I don't think it should be spent on. That's what we're pushing for here. That's what we're hoping for our listeners to be able to do.
Now, Pat, you refer to the President as he constantly. All right. So you're a misogynist son of a bitch, and I need to clean that up, okay?
Well, you know, by the time this podcast is released, it could very easily be she.
Could very well be. That's exactly. How do you not know that?
What are you telling people? We're supposed to be good. No, I'm not.
By the time we hang up this phone, we might have a woman president. So, yes, I stand corrected. You are always the beacon of political correctness on this team.
Right.
So I, as often is the case, defer to you for how my behavior should be adjusted. And as always, I appreciate your keeping me in line. So that's an excellent point.
That's right. I don't get anything out of it.
Any other criticisms of your partner or anything else you want to share with us?
That's a whole other show, Pat. Okay, that's going to be the longer one of the 10. The longest. I'm going to have your wife in on. I'm sure she'll chime in.
Oh, wonderful. Well, she is the chairman of the committee, so it would not be appropriate to do a Let's Beat Up Pat show if you did not include her in the loop. So we will put that on. Chet and I keep a wish list of different topics that we plan to tackle. So we will add that one to the list. With that in mind, again, folks, September 3rd, we'll be releasing the first podcast. Check it out. We've got several others lined up, and we're very excited about what we have to offer. But visit some of the resources we mentioned today. Follow us on Twitter. Visit our website. Learn more about what is going on with your government, with your elected officials. Get involved, get educated, get engaged. And that is really all we can ask. What do you think, Chet?
All right, Pat, thanks. God bless everybody. Take care.
We look forward to having you follow us, and we'll be presenting more information for you in the future. Take care.
The Pat and Chet Show.